With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So don't tell them I said that, all right?
No, it's just me and you talking.
That's right. Ed Bichette, what's going on, Ed?
Hey, fellas.
How are you, man?
Thank you.
Is this Steelers offense going to be as potent as some are believing that it's going to be?
It will if they can keep everybody on the field, Rob. You know, they have Martavis Bryant back. Sammy Coates just came off the PUP list. He had a knee injury. You know, the only piece left to plug in, really, is Le'Veon Bell, and they surely don't expect him to hold out once the regular season starts. So if they can get all those guys together, and it's been hard for them to do it, and, you know, Antonio Brown's just keeps on ticking. He's here every day practicing as hard, Ben Roethlisberger. So if they can keep those guys healthy and on the field, they should be.
You know, it's amazing. You hear in Baltimore, the Ravens can't seem to find a receiver, and the Steelers have Brown, and now Bryant's back, and you mentioned Sammy Coates, and the Juju Smith-Schuster they draft. Seems that they have an embarrassment of riches at wide receiver.
Yeah, they do, and it's funny because they can't find a cornerback. you know, they've tried every which way. They finally found one last year in Artie Burns, but they draft them, they get hurt. You know, they trade for them, then they don't play them. It's kind of unusual that they've found so many receivers and just can't find cornerbacks.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Here with Ed Bichette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ed, I mean, we know the situation that was involving your running back, Le'Veon Bell, at the beginning before training camp started with the contract. Did that create any bad blood, in your opinion, between he and the organization?
I wouldn't go that far and call it bad blood, but they're not happy. You know, it's not they're not asking him to come in and play for $2 million. He's not happy he wasn't able to come to a long-term deal, but the one-year franchise tag is over $12 million, and it's guaranteed once he signs it. And they feel for that kind of money, he should be in here. I can't imagine any scenario where he would start missing regular season games, because then it starts costing him big time. But, you know, they have put a couple new wrinkles in the office, and they had hoped he'd be here to learn. He wasn't here in the spring either.
Ed, what has been the early returns on T.J. Watt and the rest of this rookie draft class?
T.J. Watt has been everything they had hoped for so far. That's in training camp practices, and then in the first preseason game, he was dynamic against the Giants in New York. On his first two rushes, he sacked the quarterback both times. He had batted down a pass. He had, I think, five tackles. He played on special teams. They only had three healthy outside linebackers. He virtually played the whole game. He's been much better than another one, number one pick they did not re-sign this year, Jarvis Jones, at that position.
Now here with Ed Bichette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ed, are we seeing the beginning of the end for Ben Roethlisberger? I don't mean in terms of play. He had 29 touchdowns, 13 interceptions last year. But in terms of him maybe walking away, rumors were swirling. He did nothing to kill the rumors.
Well, he started the rumors.
Yeah.
I mean,
he likes attention. We know that. He likes attention.
2 days after they lost to New England in the AFC title game, he does a radio spot here on Tuesdays. He first mentioned it. I got to consider what I'm going to do this year, you know, whether I'm going to come back or not. And everybody went, whoa, that's the first time he said that. And, you know, I thought it was out of frustration over that loss and how it happened. But he insists no. He says his wife would be okay with him quitting right now. He cited those CTE studies. So I think more and more that it's possible. I don't think this will be his last year, but I wouldn't dismiss it at this point.
Ed, the Steelers, from where we sit, or I sit, look like a heavy favorite in this division. How do you see the AFC North breaking down?
Well, you know, Baltimore's injuries are just, I thought they, you know, they were right there with the Steelers last year, except for an outstretched second effort arm lunge by Antonio Brown at Heinz Field. But, you know, the injuries that Baltimore's had would concern me, you know, if I'm down there. And Cincinnati, they always find a way to implode. I don't know. The Bengals just can't seem to get over the hump one way or the other. But they do have a lot of talent there, a lot of athletic talent, a lot of I don't know about their line and everything else, but boy, they have the guys who can go up and get the ball, and they have some good defenders on in the secondary too.
Hey, Ed Bichette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ed, thanks a lot, my friend.
Okay, fellas, I'll see you real soon.
Oh, you will. Thanks, you will. Yep. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.